Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack already told Tongass managers to begin changing from old growth to younger tree harvests, but that's not an easy thing to do. The advisory committee's charge is to find a compromise that loggers, environmentalists, tribal groups, and government agencies can agree on. Other panels have made similar efforts without coming up with a solution, but Tongass Supervisor Forrest Cole says this one can work.
One of the key criteria for selection was the people's ability to collaborate and find common ground. And I think with our selection, we've got the majority of people in that.
The advisory committee is part of the effort to update the 2008 Tongass Land Management Plan. The directive from the Agriculture Secretary, who oversees the U.S. Forest Service, is to change to a young growth model within 10 to 15 years. In the meantime, the Tongass is expected to provide enough trees to maintain a viable timber industry. Cole says that couldn't be done now. That's because the oldest young growth is largely outside areas where logging is allowed.
What we're going to ask this group to look at is if it's applicable to bring some of that in. If it is, then we will be able to begin harvest or management of those stands without any additional help with regulations. If not, we would be looking at the relaxation of some of our management policies.
Committee members are from all sides of the timber issue. Two are on the board of the Pro-Development Southeast Conference. Executive Director Shelley Wright says it will push an alternative land management strategy. Among other things, it would consider state and Sea Alaska property along with Tongass lands.
It manages the entire forest rather than just putting circles around specific areas. So the footprint of logging and the footprint of economic development and the footprint of habitat is spread across the land mass.
The Tongass Advisory Committee also includes three environmental representatives. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council Executive Director Melina Marvin says they will represent her interests well, but she's disappointed the transition is not happening faster.
The truth is that Southeast Alaska can't afford another 10 to 15 years of industrial-scale old-growth logging. It's not time to transition to another industrial forestry economy. It's time to transition to supporting local wood manufacturers that are going to be, you know, a strong part of our local economy.
Such differences will become evident during the advisory committee's work. The earlier effort, called the Tongass Futures Roundtable, required a large number of people with widely differing views to reach consensus. Cole says the new advisory committee will have looser rules.
So we still have a consensus-based approach here, but it's two out of three of each interest group.
Committee members also include two executives of the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. It's backing federal legislation that would turn Tongass timberlands over to the business. Others are from tribal and municipal governments, as well as state agencies. The 15 committee members, plus five alternates, will begin meeting in July. Their recommendations are due the following May. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.